Hello, and welcome to the Blog You Want and the Time You Have podcast, the show that empowers you to stop making excuses to not blog and realize the potential of content marketing. I'm your host, Scott Winteroth, co-founder of ContentAcademy.com. I invite you to join me each episode for actionable strategies for elevating your blog to the next level and hear from other content rock stars who will share with you exactly what keeps them on task so you can stop wishing for success and start living to your fullest potential. Ready? 3, 2, 1, publish. What's up, the Blog You Want and the Time You Have listeners? It's Scott Winteroth here, and I wanted to give a little pre-intro to this, as this episode on blogging versus content marketing actually started as a video that is posted on YouTube. So if you want to watch the video version, head on over to contentacademy.com and hit our blog, and you'll find the most recent post with this video. If not, I feel that it also is good enough to launch on the podcast because I didn't really reference a lot of examples except maybe once. There's a video example that you won't be able to technically see. But listen, take some notes, and if you have any feedback or any questions, as always, head on over to blogyouwant.com and hit me up. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Thank you. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or any podcatcher service that you use. For future episodes, I have a lot of really good interviews lined up, and I'm excited to launch those as we get into the coming weeks. Thanks again, and listen away. Hello, everyone. Scott Winteroth here from ContentAcademy.com, and I wanted to share with you a quick tip on ways to maybe enhance your content marketing strategy. I've been asked many times over the years, do I really have to blog? My quick tip is my perspective on blogging versus content marketing. And to answer that question, yes, you should be blogging. Now let's get into how you can look at blogging as a strategy. Blogging. In my circles, when we refer to blogging today, we're often talking about a marketing tactic, but it always hasn't been that way. In the early days of the web, to author a blog was, in most cases, an online journal or a diary. Not only does blogging sort of predate content marketing, I think we forget that sometimes it doesn't have to be so strategic. In my opinion, blogging can be as simple as when someone creates content and publishes it to the web, with really no intent to market themselves except maybe share a story, a joke, or even a snarky comment about a recent bad experience they had at a business, and your mama agrees and you want your money back extortion type post. For better or for worse, blogging has sort of grown up into more of what we consider a marketing tactic, as it is a great way to share ideas, thoughts, or even a product update to your users in more of a long-form entry rather than a crazy 140-character tweet storm. Blogs also create a useful library and archive of your online content that is categorized into topics so it's easier for readers and users to find past content. And everything is controlled by you, the author, rather than the social network where the platform tells you where and when it will distribute or delete your content. And all the content is stuff that you created and not your competitors advertising on your keywords. Let's face it, blogging has been around for a long time. And for whatever reason, it has sort of gotten a bad rap with corporate PR and marketing. When you're trying to sell content creation to executives, we have strategically sort of rebranded it into what we call content marketing. And that brings me to content marketing. Hey, that's a picture of me making deals. Content marketing sort of ramps up blogging into more of a coordinated digital marketing campaign, where your blogging efforts are centered into a strategy to promote a product or service. With content marketing, you're creating and sharing content that could be in the form of written content, images, audio, or video. And your intent is to promote an idea, cause, brand, or business with a defined end goal of acquiring customers and followers. Content marketing is often what I consider sharper and what I would call more search engine friendly, as topics and themes are centered around a web searcher's intent. In my example, you'll see essentially that if everything works in your favor, users will consume your content with the intent we're going to send them back to the core product or service to make a decision on a potential purchase. But in order to do this, we need to create content that is attractive to new readers. For example, while my personal blog might have a subject line like recap of my summer in New York City, which is a good headline for my mom or my friends to not want to read it, putting on my content marketing hat, if I wanted to reach followers through search and social media who don't know me, I would probably want to go with something that is more intriguing, such as top 10 things to see when visiting Chelsea in NYC, or how we vacationed in New York City on $5 a day. Yeah, I bet you're interested in those topics already. By the way, you can't visit NYC in $5 a day. That was a joke. Content marketing also sort of works to marry the personality of the writer while being in line with the overall brand voice. When you're blogging on behalf of a brand or business, there's more thought that goes into what you're going to say and how it will be received by the intended audience. Keep in mind, sometimes when you're blogging for a high-profile brand, you can say one wrong thing and your whole world will turn upside down in a minute. In content strategy, we call this building a brand voice and tone and creating a set of editorial standards, not to mention an entire review process to go through the team. Unfortunately, that can be lengthy and time-consuming, but it's sort of necessary when you're representing a large brand or a very established brand. A content strategist comes in to help the organization identify how they want to speak across all communication channels, who should be part of the review process, and how the content will position their product or service. Most importantly, content marketing is a strategy that establishes an editorial objective that are in line with the long-term business goals and working to identify some type of return on investment into your time. If you simply just create content with no real goal or objective, then I think it's safe to say that you're simply just blogging. And that reminds me of those random series of randomness type posts you found a lot in the late 90s and the early 2000s. And y'all, I'm sure, remember what I'm talking about. Now, maybe you're thinking, I want to do content marketing, but I don't work for a company or I have my own product. The cool thing is, it doesn't just apply to companies and brands. If you're not a company, but you still want to leverage the awesomeness of marketing with content, then consider practicing on yourself with a strategy for building up product you and applying content marketing to you and your personal brand. Use this to get a job, to get a better job, or to promote your future product or services that you come up with as you create content. Or maybe you're already entrenched in a content marketing strategy and you're looking to level up to the next level. That brings me to my final point of this quick tip. The final aspect of content marketing is online publishing, and that is what I consider the 800-pound gorilla of content marketing because it's a lot of work. Online publishing is essentially running your own digital news operation that is maybe even a self-sustaining brand empowered by its own advertising or sponsorship. I'm seeing a really interesting mix of completely independent online publishers or even company-owned media outlets which deploy an editorial team to build content surrounding a particular industry or topic that is valued to the sponsoring organization. For example, Dell has done a fantastic job running Dell EMC, where you can find a ton of very well thought out articles and content related trends and tactics within their industry. On the consumer side, another business called Refinery29 is a great example of where the media outlet holds its own editorial content calendar and journalistic integrity, but is also open to brand sponsorship of editorial as long as it meets a certain criteria. Be sure to check the show notes for clickable links to examples of all three categories I have mentioned in this video. All right, we made it to the wrap up. Common elements. In order to grow a content marketing campaign, there are several elements for which you should consider. Blogging is essentially one way to post content to the web, and it doesn't have to have any particular strategy, but it can be turned into a content marketing strategy if you identify goals and objectives and create the right type of content. When organized and combined with a digital marketing strategy, you can turn blogging into content marketing. Great content requires persistence and consistency, and most importantly, getting out and publishing something. These are all skills that come with practice, and a little help from friends, you too can leverage content marketing for your personal brand, your company, or even build an online media empire of your dreams.